Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to my radio program Here, There, and Everywhere. This is Watcher Ruth coming in today, January the 17th, 2013. Boy, a lot of stuff going on in the world today. Lots and lots of stuff to talk about. I was just listening to Joe Hagman talk about there was never an end to what there is to talk about this week. But I'm going to hit a little bit about Obamacare and tax consequences and basically what happened to the American people. American people being starved out, and what we are the golden goose. We are the golden goose. We are the American working people. We are the working class American people. We are creators. We are innovators. We are a talented group of people. We have ingenuity, and we have the wealth of our knowledge that has taken this country to where it is today. And we know that we're not going to allow what we have taken and built up go down this path. Run presidential election 1944 for the American Socialist Party, Norman Thomas said. The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened. He went on to say, I will no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. The Democratic Party will have adopted our entire platform. And that's what we have. With Obamacare, they have crammed down our throats the tax consequences that I don't think most people even really know, and I didn't really know until earlier this week. I had a client come in and talk about, she had called the Internal Revenue Service, who had informed her that even though she was unemployed and that she had no income coming in, because her unemployment had run out, that if she couldn't pay for the insurance and she couldn't pay the fine, that it would be considered tax fraud and 10 years in prison could be applied. The government's starving the golden goose. We are the golden goose. We are. If our trade may be taxed, why not our lands? Why not the produce of our lands and everything we possess or use? This we conceive annihilates our character rights to govern and tax ourselves. It strikes at our British privileges, which, as we have never forfeited, we hold in common with our fellow subjects who are natives of Britain. If cases are laid upon us in any shape without our having a legal representation, where are they laid? We are reduced from a character of free subjects to the state of tributary slaves. We therefore earnestly recommend it to you to use your uttermost endeavor to obtain from the general court all necessary advice and instruction to our agent at this most critical juncture. Our liberties in our country and our freedom of our civil constitution are worth defending against all hazards, and it is our duty to defend them at all attack. Samuel Adams, first president and second president. First vice president, second president, great United States of America. I would invite anyone that might be interested in voicing their opinion to call my guest call-in line. The phone number for the guest call-in line is 347-945-5170. Blog Talk Radio is having a little bit of problems with their guest call-in numbers, apparently. So call in, give it a shot, see how it goes. I know this. Before any standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed. Excuse me. As they are in almost every kingdom of Europe, the supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword because the whole body of the people are armed. And they constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops that can be, on any pretense, raised in the United States. Noah Webster, after examining the leading principles of the Federal Constitution of 1787. These are going to be discerning moments. And these are going to be defining days ahead. And we are going to be the definers. Purify your heart and be prepared. Decide to be the head instead of the tail. We have had a government that has turned the nation into requiring a nursemaid to take care of them. If you feed them, you lead them, so to speak. But the path that we've been led down is not a righteous path, because the leader is not righteous but blasphemous and does not hold the same values and principles that we do. They are holding us hostage in the United States of America. They are going to prevent me from worshiping my Creator God in the way I wish to. As many times as I want to, in any way I wish to. But I can tell you this, before any American citizen blindly accepts whatever new firearm legislation that's about to be doled out, they should stop and think about something for just 1 minute. Evil does exist in our world. It always has and it always will. Throughout history, evil people have committed evil acts. In the Bible, one of the first stories is of that Cain killed Abel. We can't legislate evil into extinction. Good people will always abide by the law and the rule of law. But the criminal element will always find their way around it. Evil will and does exist everywhere around us. So looking back, just as we talked about in my last program, Wounded Knee, the historical record of the past 200 years across the globe, where evil and malevolence is most often found is in the hands of those with the greatest power, the governments. The people with the least power, the people that have no say. They have no word on record. They lose their lives, their innocent lives, and they have, can, that can be attributed to nothing less than tyrannical governments all around the world. And who do these governments target? They target the weak, scapegoats and enemies within their own borders, but only after they've been disarmed to the point where they're no longer a threat. Ask any Native American and they'll tell you it was inferior technology and lack of arms that contributed to their demise. Ask the Armenians why it was so easy for the Turks to exterminate millions of them. They'll tell you they were all disarmed before it happened. Ask the Jews what Hitler's first step was prior to the mass murders and the Holocaust. It was the confiscation of firearms from the people. As I said, Wounded Knee was just an example of why the Second Amendment is and must exist. Why we must resist any attempt to infringe our rights to bear arms, to then defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, our ways of life, and the truths that we wish to live by. They're taxing us to death, forcing Obamacare down our throats when we don't want it. I know I don't want it. I don't want to pay for someone's birth control. I don't want to pay for someone's abortion. I don't think any church should be forced to employ someone that doesn't conform to the paradigm of their church. And I believe that to be so for any church that's in this country and is free to worship in this country, including the Muslims. But they don't believe that. I can tell you, I listen to a program on Blog Talk Radio with Usama Dudak and my sweet friend Christy. And I gotta tell you, End Time Ministries, I think is the name of it, radio program. And Usama Dudak's really got some information on Islam. Boy, I'll tell you what, you ever want to learn something? I was listening one evening and they were talking about the fact that if you're living in a under the Sharia law and your husband owns your child, and if he decides that he doesn't want you to nursemaid your child, he can take it over and hand it over to some other woman. Boy, wouldn't that go over in America? Yeah, really. I think they just need to publicize that, and every woman in America would stand up and say, yeah, I don't think so. Anyway, hallelujah. Let's go to the Word of God for a minute, while I still have enough time to get in it for a minute. I don't see any phone calls on my phone line, so nobody wants to talk to me, so I'm just going to go ahead and keep reading. I'm going to be reading from the book of Revelation, and I'm going to chapter 15. I hope to read through this entire chapter. And I saw in heaven another mighty pageant showing things to come. Seven angels were assigned to carry down to the earth the seven last plagues. And then, at last, God's anger would be finished. Spread out before me was what seemed to be an ocean of fire and glass, and on it stood all of those who had been victorious over the evil creature and his statue, and his mark, and his number. all were holding harps of God. And they were singing. They were singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your doings, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of ages, who shall not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name. For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you. For your righteous deeds have been disclosed. And then I saw the Holy of Holies of the temple in heaven was thrown wide open. The seven angels who were assigned to pour out the seven plagues then came from the temple, clothed spotlessly in white linen, with golden belts across their chests. And one of the four living beings handed each of them a golden flask filled with the terrible wrath of the living God who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from his glory and power, and no one could enter until the seven angels had completed pouring out the seven plagues. We live in Babylon, and we've been cast into a time when we're going to be challenged and tested, and the Father wants us to just draw ever so near to him, to crawl up onto his lap, and to find comfort in all of his promises. And his promise that in the hour of temptation, when we turn to the Holy Spirit, we think not in advance what to say. When we're brought before magistrates and courts and councils and principalities and powers from high places, spiritual powers from high realms, demonic powers that come to rule and reign for a short time, we have a Father that promised always to lead, guide, and direct our path as long as we always turn to him. Not put in an adulterer, idolatry, and false gods and false doctrines in front of our path that just lays a stumbling block and throws us into a ditch. That's the ditch that this government wants to see us all in right after they take our guns away, and then they're going to take a big bulldozer and cover it up with dirt. So we have to be strong. We have to be cool-headed and thoughtful. We need to get organized and planned and well thought out. We need to let our county sheriffs know in each and every county, in each and every state, that we do not support the confiscation of guns from the American citizens. And like the sheriff in Linn County, Oregon, did yesterday, sending a letter to President Joe Biden informing him that in no way would any sheriff operating in Linn County allow or participate in any gun confiscation in that county? You know, have you ever had bed bugs? Frankly, I never have, but you know, they're kind of like bed bugs. You don't really see them until you pull the sheets back. And then, holy macaroni, they just scurry all over the place, those little blood-sucking bugs. And that's who we have in the White House. We have a blood-sucking bug. And unfortunately, his friends from afar are coming. And you ever see Men in Black? I like that movie so much. It's a bug. I used to walk around and say that all the time. It's a bug. It's a bug. Anyway, I got over that. Family, I don't know what we're going to do, but we're all going to hang together. We're going to realize and recognize that we want to be the leading people with principles, and we want to stand tall with them and defend them and stand for them at every cost, because without our values and the principles that we hold towards humanity, to the dignity of humanity and how each and every human being should be treated in this world, if it could be without standing up for your own personal values and your own principles, you're like a rudderless ship upon the sea with gusts of wind in your sail blowing you about with no control as to the direction that you go in. The only real direction, the only real rudder is the values and the principles that are held in the Bible and the words within the scripture that basically are the spiritual book of the supernatural. Life for future, life for now. And if we don't hold true to that and the principles and the values that that holds for us, really don't know what our future will hold, because I sure don't want to live under Sharia law. And I sure do know that there is a creator God that is not going to tolerate Jerusalem being split. He's not going to tolerate any money changing scribes, Pharisees, or other to destroy the apple of his eye, which is Israel and the nation of Israel and the 12 tribes. Because this broken branch will be reunited and we will all be gathered back together under Yahweh, Yeshua, HaMashiach. We have to hold on to the truth that there's going to be perilous times ahead. And I would highly recommend that any recommendations for care are given closely to family members and trusted friends, because there's going to come a time when you're not going to be able to trust even your best friend or even your family member. Jeremiah 12:6 says, even your own brothers, your own family have turned against you. They have plotted to call for a mob to lynch you. Don't trust them. No. No matter how pleasantly they speak, don't believe them. So, Father God says he's going to divide down to bone and marrow, soul and spirit. He's the almighty supernatural cardio knower of the whole heart. He can see into the eyes, into your mind, and into everything you know. And he will not be mocked. He will not be reduced to a little g god by a little g god. And I will not stand for a little g god. My God's a big g god, and I know your God's a big g god too. Thank you for tuning into my program today. This is Watcher Ruth. I appreciate your time. God bless everyone. Spend the next few days praying for the nation, what we're going to be facing. Pray for your family members that aren't saved. And all those that are walking in that Laodicean church that think they're saved but aren't. And they are not even clueless that they don't have the armor of God on. Neither do they have the helmet of salvation. But what they have are the doctrines of men that make void the word of God. They have not traveled down the path of knowledge, rightly dividing the word to find themselves approved in the final days. So they would have sufficient oil in their lamp as to not have slept through the bridegroom's arrival, having the door shut. Again, blessings and mercies in all your day, blessings from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, the bottom of your nose, if it's running. Hope you don't get the flu. Don't get a flu shot. Ha ha. I will be broadcasting next week again at 8 a.m. Anyone that listens to the program in the a.m., I apologize, you have to listen in archive. I have booked my a.m. hours for next month. Once again, see you next Tuesday, broadcasting at 8. God bless all. May we all stay safe, and may nothing happen through the weekend. Till next Tuesday, then. Bye-bye, and God bless.